Hello?
Hello, good evening. This is Susan calling from National Opinion Survey, and I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing your community and the nation. Do you have a moment to please help me out?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. Just a moment. Let's see. And are you speaking to the, am I speaking to the interviewer? Yes?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Now, first, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we are calling you on your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible and really appreciate your time, sir.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Just to be sure, we're representing everybody. May I ask your race? White, African-American, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian,
African-American.
Mixed-race? Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Most likely I will vote.
Okay. What is your age?
56.
Thank you. I appreciate this, sir. Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
8.
Thank you. Just a moment. Okay. Generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics, candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not closely at all?
Somewhat closely.
Somewhat closely. Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Okay. Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Slightly dissatisfied.
Okay. Thank you so much. Just a few more minutes, sir, and we're almost done. I appreciate this. When you hear about inflation and the rising costs, who or what do you blame the most? The COVID pandemic, Republicans in Congress, the Biden administration and their policies, big business and corporate pricing, price gouging and greed, the Federal Reserve rising interest rates, I'm sorry.
I would say government.
Okay. Let's see. The Biden administrative? Is that the one you're referring
to? that's why when you said on the voting, that's why I'm taking time to do this survey with you.
Okay.
Everybody has a personal opinion, but my honest opinion, some people think it's that the economy is better with Republicans. I mean, I was raised Democrat. I'm just generally speaking, but I feel like there's enough money for all of us to live comfortably without going through all these changes. I mean, that's just my opinion.
Okay. So what we can do is I can put in your opinion here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Now, I am going to read a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say that they want their member of Congress to focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have your member of Congress focused on. Use a 10 if it's the most important. A 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. I'm going to read out the sentences for you in just a moment. Okay. Ensuring the voting rights of citizens are protected. the scale 10. From 10? Okay. Improving K through 12 education. So improving kindergarten 10. Through 12, 10, okay. Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
10.
Making sure corporations pay their fair share in taxes.
That's a definite 10.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
Another 10.
Okay. Making college more affordable.
8.
Thank you. We're almost done, sir. Thank you. Switching gears a little, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove.
Okay, so I'm going to give you some answers here. Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats and the U.S. Senate are handling their job? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. I'll read them out to you now. Black Lives Matter.
75.
Thank you. Carmela Harris.
50.
I'm sorry, what was that?
50.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
50.
The U.S. Supreme Court.
60.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
0.
Okay. Matt Connell, I'm sorry.
I don't know him, so I'm going to say 50.
Okay. The Democratic Party.
80.
Thank you. And Cornel West.
50.
Thank you. Appreciate it. I know it's still a long way off. But if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat, Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, and independent Cornel West, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Cornel West?
Probably Cornel West.
Okay. Thank you. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat, Joe Biden, and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Now, let me ask you, which candidate did you vote for in the 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Biden.
Thank you. How worried are you about the threat of the white supremacy and hate crimes to black people in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, not worried at all.
Somewhat worried.
Okay. Now, I am going to read you two statements. Please tell me which you agree with, Omar, okay? Statement A. Some people say the ongoing struggle for gay rights in America is taking away from the attention needed to focus on securing rights of the African-American community. Statement B. The other people say that the ongoing struggle for gay rights in America affects African-Americans too, and that we have to fight back against all of these attacks. Which of the two statements do you agree with more? Much more A, somewhat more A, or much more B, or somewhat more B?
B.
Much more B?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about the President Biden and his administration are doing? Yes, a lot. Yes, some. Only a little or nothing at all?
Yes, a little.
Thank you. We're almost done. Thank you for bearing with me. And has what you've seen or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them? Much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat more unfavorable, or much more unfavorable?
Much more unfavorable. How did the cocaine get in the White House?
Oh, let's okay, I'm not allowed to opinion. I'm putting my opinion at all, but you know,
I'm just saying. I mean, I'm just taking time.
Yeah.
You know, normally I don't do this, but she's calling for a survey, and I'm just being open and honest.
Thank you, and I really, really appreciate it. Okay, we're almost done, so don't worry. All right. I want to read for you some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in his first 2 years in office. For each one, tell me how important that is to you, okay? How important an accomplishment is that to you? Now, it says here, is that very important, somewhat important, not that important, or not at all important to you? Now, I'm going to read them out. Made the largest investment in repairing our nation's bridges and roads in over 50 years, helping to improve transportation for both businesses and everyday Americans, expanding broadband to low-income communities, creating more jobs, and making America more competitive. Very important, somewhat important, not very important, not at all important.
What the heck? Oh, very important.
Thank you. Established Juneteenth as a federal holiday to commemorate an end of slavery. I'm sorry. Very important, somewhat important, not at all important.
Very important.
Thank you. Cut black unemployment to under 5%, the lowest ever in recorded history. Very important, somewhat important, not very important. And not at all very important.
Very important.
Thank you. Provided rental assistance to over 10 million people to help keep them in their homes. Very important, somewhat important, not very important, or not at all important.
Very important.
Thank you so much. Now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments of the last 2 years, I'd like to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you so much. Now I am going to read, we're almost done, okay? Now I am going to read to you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it's a very convincing reason to vote, a 5 means a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential elections. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Okay. Democrats in the Senate are focused on bringing down costs and making life more affordable for working families and seniors by lowering the cost of prescription drugs, stopping surprise medical billing, bringing manufacturing of supply chains back to America from overseas, and cracking down on price gouging by big corporations. More jobs and lower costs means voting for Democrats focused on fighting inflation so working people can get ahead. The scale from
10.
Okay. Now you may this says here. You might not know this, but Congressman Hakeem Jeffries was elected as Democratic leader by his peers in the United States Congress earlier this year. The first ever African American leader for either party in Congress. Democrats win in 2024, he will become Speaker of the House, making history and become the second most powerful person in our government. He will not only be able to move in an agenda focused on growing economic opportunity for everyone, but keeping our check on MAGA Republicans and their racial agenda to roll back our freedoms and rights. Scale?
8.
Okay, thank you. We're almost done, sir. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential election in November on scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number from 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Okay. And what stood out to you most from the arguments you just heard? You want to put it in your
mm-hmm. Jobs and people keeping their house, being able to afford their households, just having a decent living.
Thank you. Let's see. Okay. I am going to read you a list of sites of apps for each. Please tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days. YouTube. Yes? No?
No.
Okay. TikTok.
Nope.
Facebook.
No.
Instagram?
Nope.
Apple News?
No.
Snapchat?
Nope.
Twitter?
No.
Thank you. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? Of schooling that you
12.
Have completed? Thank you. So high school graduate.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Living with a partner.
Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat conservative.
Thank you. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
Hardly half.
Okay. Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Urban.
Thank you. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States? Yes? No?
No.
Okay, thank you. We're almost finished. Were one of or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Okay. For some reason, it's taking me back. Let me see here. Okay, here we go. Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Thank you. Well, thank you so much. This concludes our survey, and thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate it, sir. You're very patient with me. Have a great evening. Take care.
All right. You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.